Hey guys, thanks for your patience. Stick around for an ultra quick solo performance by yours truly on Dish and Days.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Hello and welcome to my second now solo Dish and Days. Oops, my sound is on. You'd think by now I would know how to do it. Thank you guys for joining me in the studio. I am your host, Mark J. Freeman, and there's nobody at the table, nobody to sass me for, what do we have now? At least like a half hour. So let's get into Dish and Days. Don't forget to follow us on our Instagram and Twitter and Facebook page, underscore Dish and Days on Twitter, Dish and Days on Instagram, and Dish and Days on Facebook. So I hope you all had a great Thanksgiving. You can follow me individually on Twitter at Lorraine Love, LorayneLove. So I hope you all, again, had a great Thanksgiving. Thank you for being here. Sorry we weren't here last week. Let's, I guess, just get into the business. This is the part where Tony usually goes, so what did you guys think of this week? I liked this week. There was, I think it was Thursday. I didn't have very many notes, so could have done without Thursday, but whatevs. And we're going to probably take some phone calls while I'm recapping. Steven's with me today. Alexis has gone too. They all abandoned me. I'll wait to give the number till we're ready to take phone calls, but I will take some phone calls as we're discussing some of these topics. And so I guess now it is time to start Dish and Days. And there's my hourglass. All right. And everyone can say thank you to Steven. He ate all my pizza rolls because I said, I doubt that I'm going to be able to eat pizza rolls because I'm going to be talking the whole time. Usually someone else talks and then I can pop a pizza roll. But so Steven ate them all. But he did bring me the tray back empty. Appreciate that, Steven. Thank you so much. All right. So some of you guys did my online poll. I said, do you think this will be fair and equal coverage, or will it be the Billy Flynn hour? I'm calling it now. It's the Billy Flynn hour. So we'll just put that there so we all don't forget the reason we all came here today. And I'm going to set one other one. I have my postcard where he proposed to me on that one. I'll put that here on the hourglass so I can know that he's looking at me and when now he's looking at you. And now we're all happy and we're all set. And speaking of Billy Flynn, let's start with his storyline. He was actually on a lot this week. So this, I think, was a very good week for me to be hosting solo because we had Abby returning to Salem and hiding in the attic, which I just think is so funny because every time they cut to her, she's found something new in the attic that she dug out of a box. I'm sorry. I think it's hysterical. And then she keeps popping up and Jennifer's like, oh, what'd you find today? So she's back in the attic. And then let me see if I'm going to glance here at my notes because I have notes on my phone from this week. And I do believe it was Monday. At the very end of Monday, JJ popped in. He went upstairs to get something and ran face to face into his sister. And then he tried to come down, almost spilled the beans and all that good stuff. So that was going on. And then we also, this caught me off guard. And this is why I love not reading the spoilers, you guys. I know it's hard to not share, but I loved when the doorbell rang and it was Laura. And we got a little taste of Laura again this week. And we find out, you know, she tells Jennifer that she was hiding Abigail. Not as devious as I think we were expecting that storyline to go, unless there's more to it that is going to unfold with Laura. But it comes across to me as if it's not really going to be that big of a deal, that they're kind of just going to brush it off, which I don't like when they do that, but whatevs. So while all this is going on, then we also have Abby telling JJ that she thinks that Chad is in love with Gabby. JJ didn't get as upset as I thought he was going to get. I thought he'd be like, what do you mean? Because I feel like he's been kind of suspecting it too. But then when she told him, he kind of brushed it off. So that kind of surprised me. Jennifer tells JJ to not tell anybody. He agrees to it. Abby's still upstairs. And then this I thought was really interesting as well is that, and I kept thinking this from the beginning, why doesn't Jennifer go get Thomas and bring him to her? Like, why is she peeking at him through windows? If Jennifer knows she's alive, just bring the baby over. I thought it was funny that at first Jennifer was like, no, I'm not bringing him. No, you got to out yourself. And I was like, you go, girl. But then she caved. She caved so quickly. It was very frustrating. It's looking like she's going to tell everybody that she's alive. Hopefully next week. Hopefully they don't drag it out too long. I think this week was fine. I'm okay with that. Maybe Monday. But I do feel like she needs to come down out of the attic and just deal with it. So while that's all going on, Gabby's giving JJ another chance, which Gabby just doesn't really seem to care too much. Like, I don't know. Maybe it's just me. She doesn't seem to care very much that he cheated on her. I don't know. That's the vibe I'm getting. And then there are a lot of those moments with Gabby and Chad, those accidental brushes and accidental looks and stuff like that. And he's babysitting her child and blah, blah, blah. I'm curious what you guys think of Gabby and Chad. I don't mind it. And obviously there has to be some sort of something. Can't just put Abby and Chad back together. I don't mind it. I don't mind it at all. And I like Gabby with JJ too. So I'm okay with that. I'm totally okay with that. That's pretty much the Abby, Chad, Gabby, JJ / Laura. We didn't really see Andre, even though he's got his hands dabbled in that nonsense. Let me poke my head here in the chat room. I don't think that Gabby doesn't care about JJ cheating. I think, too, that Gabby doesn't. Yeah, I know. Too quick. Way too quick. I don't understand why Gabby is still in the attic. Jen and JJ know she is back, and Doug and Julie are never home. I know. That was another thing, too, I thought was very funny, is that all the times Julie pops in and out in these scenes lately, and now all of a sudden Doug and Julie ain't nowhere to be found in that house. I just think that's kind of funny. Hashtag get Abby out of the attic. Yes, Betty Jean. I agree. Let's see. She didn't cave, but in the hopes of making Abby realize that she really was. Yeah. No, that's true. No, I get like how they did. I don't know. It was just, whatever. Remark. I like being here by myself. Everyone just agrees with me. It's easy. Easy peasy. I agree, Mark, but Jen griping about Laura's decision is like a pot calling the kettle black. Yes, Casey Lynn. Yes, 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 yes. I agree. I agree. I agree. So what I'll do is I'll move on to the next topic, but I'll give you guys the phone number. And if you guys want to call and chat with me about Billy and how he affected this week's Days of Our Lives, I will give you that number. Steven's in the booth, so when he puts that number up, I will give it to you. He did put it up, and I didn't write it down. Oh, there it is. 424-253-0749 is the studio number if you wanted to call and talk all things Billy Flynn. I love it. All right, so while I'm waiting to see if you guys are going to call, I will jump to Adrian Lucas and Justin. Adrian Lucas and Justin. So we saw Adrian collapse, fighting over everybody, trying to pick which guy. They're going to drag this out also forever. I don't know. I feel like she's going to pick Lucas. I honestly think they're going to kill her. I think they're going to kill Adrian. I don't know. I just have this stinking feeling. It looks like we have a phone call. So let's, Steven, if we don't mind, let's take that phone call if we can. Thank you for calling. Oh, here we go. Thank you for calling AfterBuzz TV. What is your name and where are you calling from? Hello? Can they hear me? We lost them, or they couldn't hear me. I think they just couldn't hear me because I could hear them. I could hear their TV or their thing. All right, let's take another call. And here we go. Thank you for calling AfterBuzz TV. This is Mark. What is your name and where you're calling from? Hello? Is anybody there? No. We're having some technical difficulties, I do believe, but that's okay. We will keep going. So Adrian Lucas, Justin, Sunny, there was, I think it was really funny too, how I just thought it was cute that Paul showed up, to bring stuff for Sunny at the beginning of the week while he was waiting outside in the hallway. And then Lucas, or, then Chad, since we're talking all things Billy, Chad showed up with beer and stuff for him, and they kind of had their little boy session out in the car. Or was that last week? Because there were three episodes last week that we didn't recap, so that might have been last week. I'm not sure. But I just all thought that was really cute. I'll be interested to see what happens with Adrian. Again, I think – I don't know. You heard it here first. I think they might be killing her. I don't know. I just have the stinking suspicion that that's what's going to happen. I feel like that occupied a lot of the week, but there still wasn't that much. The Skype isn't working, guys, so I'm gonna have to do this all by myself. That's okay. I'll keep checking in the chat room and seeing what you're saying, and toggling between my notes and stuff. So, I'll do my best to get through all this and not make it too painful for you. I feel like it was a lot of the week, but it was a lot of repetition. I did love Marlena coming in and interrupting the fight. The look she gave them, I thought, was classic Marlena. And obviously something's wrong. The cancer's back, or she has it. I don't know if she ever had it before, so she's got it. So that was that, pretty much. And then... yeah, let me check the chat room here real quick, see what you guys are saying about that. Oh, yeah, Anne and Lucas had another moment. I don't know where they're going with that. Who is this saying they're not seeing? Our Melvin fan. Yep, no chemistry with Anne and Lucas. Although I do think their scenes are funny. So I don't know. It'll be interesting. I don't know. Maybe I'll be that oddball that kind of likes it too. I don't find that stuff funny at all. I'm sorry. I don't know what you are referring to, but I hope you're not talking about me. We haven't seen much of Lucas and Adrian's relationship, just the proposal. That's true, Melissa Frank. So I don't know. Yeah, we'll see where this goes, if they're going to... Well, anyway. Okay, so let's move on to Hope, Hattie, Rafe, that whole nonsense. So at the beginning of the week, we saw... I don't remember Bo dying on Thanksgiving, first of all. So when Sierra and Sean came to see her and they talked about it being Thanksgiving in Boza, I don't remember that. Maybe that is exactly what happened. To correct me if I'm wrong, I'm going to watch the chat room now. But I don't remember that happening on Thanksgiving, but I could be completely, totally wrong. I drink a lot. So they brought her the picture, Sean and Sierra. Then it got ripped up by T-Boz in the house. Make sure you guys all tweet T-Boz and tell her you loved her on Days of Our Lives. And then Hattie showed up. Okay, Deidre Hall knocking it out of the ballpark. Loving me some Hattie. When she said, no, I'm the pretty one or something. Or I'm the sexy one. And was peed myself. I like how she's kind of sticking up for Hope, even though, you know, I'm not too fond of the whole storyline. I do like it. I'm finding myself being more entertained by the storyline now. So we'll see where it goes. I thought it was cute that she wants to meet Roman. I thought it was funny. I wonder if that's actually going to really be a path that all that goes down. I think Bo died a couple days before Thanksgiving. Oh, okay. So I'm okay with that. I just didn't remember, and I knew you guys would know. So... maybe about time they put a good celeb on Days, T-Boz. Yes, I agree 100%. I thought it was fun. I thought it was cute. I think she's doing a good job. I mean, she's not on there that much, but I thought it was cute. And then we also find out that Rafe wants to hire Black Patch to figure out what's going on. I don't know where this whole thing's going. I don't get how it matters what's happened with Stefano to explain away Hope killing him. And then he went to Chad's house to get passwords for the computer so him and Sean can do all that funny business. I just think it's odd. I don't know. I hope you guys, Hattie made the Hope storyline worth watching for me. I agree 100%. Who was that? Annie. Yep, I agree. I feel like Chad felt Abby's presence. Oh, yeah, that's right. He did feel her presence at one point. I agree too. Brian DiTillo needs another leading actor. That kind of covers the three major storylines. But while I've got you guys' attention, and I know a lot of you guys watch other soaps besides Days of Our Lives. So I wanted to take this moment to tell you what a hot December it's going to be actually in Port Charles, because I know some of you are General Hospital fans. So here we go. Hot in December. Sunny and Carly inch closer together, but which one is holding back? And Sunny discovers Nell's necklace in his bedroom and has regrets about sleeping with her. What is Nell's diabolical plan? Is she playing both father and son? Lulu is inching closer to finding the truth about little Charlotte. How much is Dante willing to help her settle her suspicions? And is Lulu barking up the wrong family tree? So, another day in Port Charles, Alexis ran down her estranged husband, Julian. Will Julian use Alexis's guilt against her? Get ready for some family blackmail. I mean, it wouldn't be daytime without it. What does Julian have up his evil sleeve? Nina is trapped at Windmere with Valentine during a winter storm, so get ready for some steamy time in front of the fireplace. Are they a match made in heaven? Or hell. Ooh, I see with the fireplace foreshadowing. Get it. Got it. All right. Elizabeth learns about Hayden's deadly illness. Then Elizabeth makes a mysterious call. But to whom? And Elizabeth must deal with her rapist, Tom Baker's return to Port Charles. You can bet Franco has a plan of revenge set in motion already. So only Nathan can take dance lessons with Maxie in his boxer shorts. It's a sight no one should miss. He's in nothing but boxer shorts. I do believe... No, I'm not going to go there. And Valentine is about to drop a bombshell on Port Charles. What could it be? So tune into General Hospital's weekdays on ABC to find out more and how all of these stories unfold. So now let's get back to Days of Our Lives. And for the record, I do believe Billy Flynn was in boxer briefs on Days of Our Lives, not boxer shorts. So I'm just saying, liking that better. Anyway, all right. So let's get into some tidbits because we got to bust through all this really quick. Sorry, I'm making this so quickly. I'm going to get back into the chat room and look at what you guys are saying. Two things kind of at the beginning of the week, Thanksgiving, they touched on. I did like that the Bradys and the Hortons had their Thanksgiving moments. I thought those were cute. I liked that a lot. And then they spent all of 30 seconds at Beau's grave. Yeah, I think it was about 30 seconds. Always exciting. correct me again if I'm wrong, but I do believe they spend more time at Dr. Dan's grave than they do at Beau's. But I could be mistaken. Yes. I said NBC? Oh, ABC. Sorry. Oh, Stephen, did I mess that up? Oh, why do I always do that when I'm doing those live reads? ABC. General Hospital's on ABC. Sorry, guys. I'm in Days of Our Lives mode, so I apologize. And I apologize to General Hospital. We all saw Beau's grave for all of a second. I remember I looked up. My first thought was, oh, they're showing Dan's grave again. And it was actually Beau's. So thank you for showing a main character's grave on the show. Then we saw a little snippet of Brady kind of dealing with Teresa being gone. I don't know how I really truly feel about it. Like, if it's that upsetting to me that, I don't know. I mean, obviously I'm upset because I love Teresa. It'll be interesting to see where the storyline goes, who they put Brady with, if Jen comes back. It's definitely setting it up for it to be not such a happy reunion. So I'm okay with that. Hold on. You know, we will have to hear about Daniel nonstop for weeks. His death is coming. I know his death anniversary is coming. I know. Yeah, we'll see. And that, well, and of course, because of Chloe's baby, which is obviously Nicole and Daniel's baby, we're going to hear about it all the time. I know. Give me strength. That's why I'm still hoping that there, Eric donated some sperm at some point. So it's his instead of Daniel's. I know, and I hope you're not talking about me, because I'm going to try not to talk about Daniel Taylor. I'm just doing that because I think it's crappy that Bo gets nothing and Daniel gets so much. New Year's is coming. That's true, which is when everything happened. Yes, yes, yes. Let's see. I miss Nicole. I know. We got a little phone call. We didn't hear her, but whatever. We had a little – that was all we had of Nicole. Okay, so then other thing was Eddie told – Kate, he's working with the Kyriakos men. Still hasn't really divulged what's going on. The purses were found, which I thought was funny. Steve and Paul hid in the alley and stole a box, and then it was ended up being a purse. Again, I'm interested to see where this is going to go. I love Eddie and Kate. Thank you, Days of Our Lives, for doing this. I appreciate it so much. I love it, love it, love it, love it. Then we also had Claire and Theo, the whole Christmas present, obviously creating the triangle with Sierra and Claire and Theo. She goes to get the baseball card, and then she tries to get his spy equipment. So obviously this is going to go more in depth with Claire maybe becoming a little psycho obsessed with Theo. It'll be interesting to see where that goes. Back to Thanksgiving too. Abe getting a chance to talk and Valerie. We find out that Valerie's going to stay until they can find a replacement, which we all know will stay. She talks about her son a little bit this week, a little more about her son. So we'll see what goes with that. I already talked a little bit about Paul and Sonny in the hallway, which I thought was so cute. Chad and Sonny too. And then the last thing that I have on my list to talk about, I have in capital letters with an exclamation point, Diva Jade. Paige Searcy, I'm digging on you. You know I've dug you from the beginning. Just being such a bad girl. I feel like some of you are going to say in the chat room that you aren't happy with how she's behaving, because I just get this vibe that she's not going to be liked by very many people. I don't know. Tell me what you think of Jade, because now we're finding out that she's going to be moving in with the Johnsons. So that'll be interesting to see where that goes, if the baby still is. JJ started having flashes at the end of the Friday about who he slept with. I saw some of you chatting in the chat room before that possibly it's Jade, possibly it is Lonnie. Interesting. I didn't think of Lonnie. It's someone with dark hair. We saw that. I do want to give a little shout out to Marlon Wallace, who during that conversation suggested the plot twist that JJ's gay, that it's a long-haired guy that he's having memories of and that they're making JJ gay. I think that's wishful thinking, Marlon Wallace, and that he's going to go after Sonny. I don't think that's going to happen, but I had to read that because I thought it was a hoot. Jade has been killing it. I agree. I don't think JJ slept with Jade. I'm still not sure. I love Jade. Said Jade's fine. I'm just not interested in that story. Okay. I think she is so snarky and funny. Yeah, I do too. I think it's cute. I like what they're doing. Like, I don't mind it at all. I like her as an actress, but the character is clearly a few screws loose. Yes, absolutely. All right. That's pretty much been the week. I'll keep looking through these and read some more of these out as I'm scrolling through here, because I missed some of your other stuff that you guys. I hate Claire. She is annoying as her mother. Yeah. I don't think I like Belle. So I disagree with that. Sorry, Gisella. They are spying. Oh, so that's what the spy equipment was, to spy on Valerie. Thank you. Who said that? Melissa Frank. Thank you. That's what the spy equipment was. Thank you for correcting me. You guys are keeping me on check. since my boys aren't here. And by the way, I don't know where they are. They both just said they couldn't be here. I technically had to work, so I had to rush here and get this to do this for you guys. But glad to be here and glad to be doing it. Love Claire actually having an actual relationship with Uncle Paul. I agree with that 100%, Carolyn Topol, 100%. There, again, I had moments. I don't know if I wrote them down or not per se, but there were definitely moments where I got family vibes and I got reminded of family relationships and stuff again. And thank you, Dina and Ryan and everybody involved in the writing room that's going back to that kind of stuff, because I think that's why we watch and that's part of soaps, you know what I mean, is that family stuff and all that. So thank you, thank you, thank you. I even thought with the whole JJ and Gabby thing, I was like, okay, we're going to get back to some bow chugga bow bow in Salem, although that got cut short. I think everybody wouldn't mind a little bit more of that, especially with Billy Flynn. welcome to the Billy Flynn Hour. So when you guys retweet this link, hashtag the Billy Flynn Hour, so that Billy tunes in and checks out all the love that we have given him today. And Tony's not here to tell me to be quiet, so I'm going to keep saying it. Billy Flynn, Billy Flynn, Billy Flynn. Thank you. Oh, thank you, Annie. Yes, I'm glad to be here for you. I miss Martha, too. I miss Martha, too. All right. So that's pretty much the week. I don't want to keep rambling on. I think I pretty much got everything. When we do these segments, I know Tony's got his segment on video. I'm going to look through my notes real quick and see if I missed anything that I can talk about after the segments. But let's start with our segments. And our first segment is Tony's Three Snaps Award.
Oh, snap!
And so we have a little video for you, and Stephen will play that for you, and I will look through my notes.
Hey, everybody. Sorry I couldn't be there today for Dishin' Days, but I'm pretty sure Mark has given you a full hour of all things Billy Flynn. Anyway, I am here to give my official Three Snaps Award. Now, there have been a lot of things happening in Salem, but my Three Snaps Award goes to the jail scene this week. There was so much that happened. T-Boz from TLC made her debut, which was amazing. If you guys do not know who TLC is, you definitely need to look them up. And of course, our very own Deidre Hall is playing Hattie Adams. And let me tell you, Hattie is someone to be reckoned with. Yeah, she is not taking any prisoners. So, my official Three Snaps Award goes to the jail scene. So, hope you guys are having a great time, and I will see you next week. And Mark, for the love of God, please stop talking about Billy Flynn. Bye, y'all.
Not gonna happen, not gonna happen, not gonna happen. Alrighty. Thank you, Tony, for your Three Snaps Award. Next is Matthew's Choice.
Matthew's Choice.
Although, today it is not Matthew's Choice. He decided to come back and do a disaster moment of the week. He says, Monday's episode kicked off with a disaster I just couldn't pass up. Commissioner Brady's partner, Inspector Kayla Gadget, was on the scene. It was hard to pay attention to the emotional gravesite visit of beloved Beau Brady when all I could wonder was, what time was she going to kick up her niece Penny from? What time was she going to pick up her niece Penny from school, or how would she foil Dr. Claw's next destructive plan? This outfit definitely called for a disaster to be brought back to life. I thought that was absolutely hysterical when I saw that, Matthew Evan Payne. So thank you so much for sharing with us your disaster moment of the week. And now it is time for my Mark's quote of the week. Mark's quote of the week. All right. Well, we'll do it without it. So, my quote of the week today will go to Eduardo. His scene with Kate talking about Salem weddings had me in stitches. I just thought it was such a hoot. So Kate says it was actually kind of a lame this time, referring to the wedding, Adrian and Lucas's wedding. It was actually kind of lame this time. No pornographic tapes, no semi-automatic weapons, just me. Just some really miserable ex-husband who came running in and asked for a second chance. And Eduardo said, I'm going to have to get myself invited to one of these weddings. They sound fun. So, Eduardo A. Martinez, you are going to get my Mark's quote of the week. And then today, fan of the week, I decided to give to somebody who I don't think I've given it to. And she popped into my head because she replied to one of my tweets. Because she suggested I bring Baxter and Winston with me today, which I actually thought about, but because I had to leave straight from work here, it would have been another out of the way to get them to bring them here, which I definitely thought of. So maybe I'll do another solo with the dogs. Crazy thought. But my fan of the week this week is going to go to Miss Tina Moore, who I got to see while we had Day of Days. She came out with some of our other fans, and she did not come to the AfterBuzz party because she had another fan event to go to, but I met up with her later and some of the other fans, and she's always so wonderful and fantastic and just an amazing person, and I just wanted to give her fan of the week and let her know how much we care about her. I know she knows Tony very well. I don't know if she's ever met Matthew, but I'm sure down the road she will. And Matthew will love her just as much as we do. So, Tina Moore, I wanted to give you some love today and give you the fan of the week. And please send love and kisses to your family and your mother in particular. We hope that all is going well. And then, so I guess, oh, I do have some news and gossip actually, too. So let's get into that.
TV news.
Emmy and Indie Series Award winner Charles Shaughnessy visits NCIS on December 13th on CBS. That's Shane Donovan, for those of you who don't know him by his real name. He set your DVRs to record that December 13th. And then also Jen Lilly stars in Lifetime movie Mommy, I Didn't Do It, along with Paige Searcy, Sunday, January 1st at 8 p.m. on Lifetime. Also on the episode, Daquan, I hope you have your DVR set because your girl Molly Burnett is actually on the show too. And Heather Tom from Bold and the Beautiful, for those of you. Actually, there was quite a few people. Let me see if I still have it on my phone, because there were quite a few people when I saw the thing that I was like, oh, there's a lot of names. Let's see. Jaleel White from Family Matters, Urkel, George Wendt, Jamie Lynn Sigler, Jonathan Bennett from All My Children, Caroline Sunshine, Danica McKellar are all in this thing. Movie. So Katie, the Bold and the Beautiful, Heather Tom. Okay, yeah. So they're all in this Mommy, I Didn't Do It. So everyone set your DVRs. We'll all have to check it out and talk about it. I guess that's it. Let me just look in here real quick one more time, Stephen, before you cut me off. I think we're almost out of time. Yes. So let's see here real quick. Let me just read a couple more of these and then we'll go. Congrats to Tina. Yes. Don't we all love Tina? Those of you who know Tina, give her a little tweet and congratulate her. I really like Ari Martinez too, Willa. I really, really do. And I'm so glad he's there. Billy. Thank you, Willa, again. Kate should have the quote of the week. Yeah, I know it was a tough one, but I just laughed really hard when Eduardo said that. Let's see, Mark, you're doing great. We can talk about Billy all the time. I know, Susie Morales-Smidley, we could do. I should just do – I'm going to talk to Billy. Maybe I'll start a Billy Flynn podcast, and we can just do all things Billy. How about that? I mean, we can do it here, too, because it annoys Tony. So let's do that. All right, you guys, I guess that's it. I think I got everything in. Got Disaster. We got Tidbits. Oh, the other thing I was going to say when I was looking through my notes when Tony's video was on was when Brady punched Philip, I totally thought he stabbed him the way Philip reacted. I just thought that was funny. I just curious if you guys thought that, too. Anyways, thank you guys so much for coming to my super short, super fun solo performance. Sorry the phones weren't working and you guys didn't get to call in. I was looking forward to that. Stay tuned next week. We'll be here next, I do believe we're here next Sunday at 4 o'clock for our weekly recap. Everybody hopefully will be back. And again, you can follow me on Twitter at Lorraine Love, LorayneLove. On Snapchat, Lorraine.love. My hair, living for the hair. And we will see you guys next week. And follow us Audition Days on all social media. Thank you, guys. Thank you, Stephen, for helping out and filling in. And love you guys. And we will see you next week. Mwah. Hugs and kisses. Love you.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Belly rocks.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.